Welcome back to Beyond Ambitions. I am Lorenzo, your host for tonight, and with me is Hans.
Hey guys, what's up?
It's been a while since our last episode, and today we're doing something different, so come and join us. Welcome to the show. Okay, so I think it's been a while since our last episode, so like, you know, I wanted to try something new for this one. So I think it's gonna be a little shorter, but let's see how it goes, right? And the topic for today is about productivity. So like, productivity is such a big thing among students, even among young working professionals, right? I don't know about in the corporate world or even in other industries. It's very common, especially in Western countries, and then we come to adapt it here locally. So, but for you, Hans, what is productivity in your own words?
I guess I can like sum it up in three words. Getting shit done. I think that's how most of it, I think that's basically like the general consensus of what productivity is, right? Uh-huh. Like in the workforce, in the classroom, in whatever, it's usually just getting shit done. And I think that's the mantra that a lot of people live by in terms of productivity. And I don't know. I feel like as a society, it's super prevalent and it's been quite, I don't know, it's like our whole world revolves in around productivity of sorts, if you feel. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by, like you mean how we are like progressing as a, like, well, economically not, or like personally or?
Well, not necessarily like yeah, in this is personally, like in relation to like our, you know, like our episode, like before we talked about how was our last we had an episode about is it really now or never, right? Uh-huh, it's kind of related to how the now is always you have to be productive, you have to do shit, and then you have to get it done in such an early time. So it's kind of related to that, because if you're not, like, I don't know why, like, if you feel this, right? You feel this, like, sometimes you feel bad for not being productive when you're, like, studying, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that too at work, but, like, I've learned to, like, temper it in a sense, because I'm like, I deserve this rest more than ever. So it's like, I've, like, learned how to be more self-caring in a sense.
Yeah,
and
just, you know.
Stop gaslighting me too. So stop gaslighting myself in a sense. So, yeah.
Yeah, because like on my end, man, for me, like productivity is more of like efficiency. Like aside from getting things done, like for me, it's getting something done in the most efficient way possible. Like, like remember what our old teacher said? He said like mini-max, right?
So, yeah.
Minimum effort, maximum output. And that like applies to so many different things. Like even in machines, like the whole computing industry now is all about minimum effort, maximum output in terms of efficiency. So I feel like when I think about productivity, that's what I want to have in my workflow.
Yeah.
You know, like being the most efficient without wasting a lot of time. So you can have a lot of self-care and, you know, have a lot of time for yourself. Aside from what do you call that? Like fulfilling your responsibilities, yeah. So you get to live a very balanced life.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand, because like I said, like productivity is becoming a very prevalent thing in our society. It's kind of like culture also, diba? And some people thrive with that. Some people actually openly like that, and I respect that for sure. But I guess for us, for me especially, for personally, it's not for me. Parang I can't live my whole life being productive. Like, for sure, I can't stand sometimes not being productive, I think, because we've just been honed that way to be productive at all times. And I guess it carried over until I basically told myself to stop. I don't know, but I've heard a few people in the same, like some work, let's say. It's kind of hard to look forward to things if it's just being productive in work every day, and then you have nothing else to do. You just want to do a hobby, do nothing. It feels weird.
What if you think, like, I think it's now a time, like especially now as we transition into a non-pandemic world, right?
Yeah.
It's like towards the tail end, hopefully.
Of sorts.
Yeah, to some extent. So I think that the whole productivity thing will change and will evolve. So like that's where for me, well, because me, I enjoy, just as a background, I enjoy like watching these productivity vlogs on YouTube. So it comes from, like sometimes I watch yung mga study with me vlogs and then I just keep that as like background noise. Or I listen to vlogs like the ones of Ali Abdaal, and who's like been this whole productivity hacker kind of guy. And then there are also different med students, law students. It's mostly students actually who focus on productivity. So, and like from there, that's where I get like a lot of tips, a lot of tricks on how to do things in a productive way.
Productively,
yeah. So I guess my takeaway from those videos, so there are several things that you can take away from those. Like one thing is the biggest emphasis is always spaced repetition, and then the Pomodoro method. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Are Pomodoro? You? Is that a spaghetti?
Yeah, that's a spaghetti. It's literally the symbol for it is a tomato.
Okay. I think it sounds familiar, but I'm not really... I'm not too sure what it actually entails. So maybe you can elaborate.
Yeah, so the Pomodoro method is a work method wherein you work for 25 minutes and then you take a break after for 5 minutes. And then you do 3 cycles or 4 cycles of that. And then you take a 30-minute break. And then it just repeats throughout the day. So that's one of the most talked about methods, I think. It's actually kind of laspagna, kind of overused method that's mentioned by vloggers. And then there's another thing called spaced repetition, which is literally the definition is spaced repetition. So it's just, you just keep on repeating the material that you're learning or that you're reading, and you'll be able to memorize things. But then, as you said nga before, parang it's not for you, diba, yung productivity. So, nope. I also kind of agree with that, because I myself tried the Pomodoro technique before. I mean, it works. It doesn't work sometimes. Actually, it rarely works. Like, it only works when I'm super, super focused on what I'm doing. But then, besides that, it hasn't really worked for me. Like, it hasn't translated into good output.
Did it, like, help at least? Or parang, you just felt stagnated?
I felt like kind of stagnated, because when I take the 5 minute break, because the rule is when you're working in the 25 minutes, you're work, and then as in like nothing, no distractions, no phone, nothing. So even if you get a text, you're not supposed to answer it, etc. And then during those 5 minutes, that's when you take a legit break and you're not allowed to work, like the complete opposite. So I mean, for me, that's super deadly. Because let's say I take a break, I go on my phone, and then I start scrolling.
And then scroll for an hour.
And then a video goes up, like comes up. And then it's just, it never stops. So then 5 minutes becomes 10 minutes and becomes 15 minutes, and oops, the cycle is broken. So I guess it doesn't work for me most of the time because of that. So I guess the question is now, like, where do people draw the line in terms of listening to these? I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm just saying, like, how you have to be a little self-aware, I guess, to be able to know how to draw the line. I don't know if you agree on listening to these YouTubers, to the vloggers, or even bloggers.
Yeah.
Who advocate for these types of methods.
Yeah.
Like, the internet is like a super big place where a lot of information, and then you have to learn how to sift through it, right?
So, yeah.
For you, based on what I've just said, like, what do you think is like a fine line? Like, where do you draw the line in terms of listening to those types of advice?
Yeah, that sense, because I don't know if it's just me. I never really bother with these things because I'm not sure if it's just independence, arrogance, or just stubbornness, but I never really look towards someone else on how they work and like take inspiration from it. I think that's just my nature, but I find my own style. I don't really follow anyone else's. Like, for example,
so what's your style?
Absolutely nothing. Let me explain. So there are these like things that we see online, but okay, so step one, do this, do that. Like, have a note on your table, note down the three most important things that you're gonna do for that day. Yeah, what I'm gonna do is, oh, wake up, okay, what I'm gonna do today, okay, all right, then I just get on with it. I don't really, I mean, I'm pretty productive nonetheless. I don't know if it's just my spurt, my energy spurts throughout the day in terms of what I have to do, but I don't really have much to worry about when I miss something. Parang I have my priorities set. I guess my brain's just hardwired to remember what I need to remember. Because I don't even have any paper. Like, on my desk right now, there's not a single piece of paper. I don't note down anything. If I do not have to note down anything, it's on my sticky notes on my laptop lang. I don't write. I have pens. I don't know why I have pens, but I don't have
a paper.
So it's like, what? So yeah, but
are you
collecting
pens? So maybe, but anyway.
I don't know. I'm not even sure how to answer that. But like, yeah, it's just, I don't know. But the way I do things is it's just so, because it's kind of like in line with my nature as a person. And like, if I don't feel like doing something, I won't do it. If I feel like it's not worth my time, I won't do it.
Yeah.
Or if I feel like something's just very mid in terms of urgency, I'm just like, eh, whatever. Okay, sure. But when I see the need or see something that needs to be done ASAP, I get it done as quickly as possible. Because I can consider myself a rather efficient person. In the sense na I procrastinate a lot of things, but I don't procrastinate the things that matter in my head or for me. So
that's true.
Yeah, so that's my style. But I utilize more bursts of energy. Yeah, I think that's the best term to put it. Like, bursts of energy, and I saw this graph like before this episode. I was talking about like an arrow of like consistency going a long way and intensity going like short term ways. I don't think I can consider myself a consistent person going a long way. I'm more of like an intense person doing it in repetitive succession. So, yeah, it's just, I guess it's just differing styles. And I think for me, parang the people who like, the people who share their vlogs and they share their working styles, I respect them. I respect every piece of, like, everything that they share to the people. Because it's their style, and people might resonate with them, I guess. It's just that personally, I don't. Because I consider myself a little unorthodox in those cases. Eh? So,
and, like, your type of person would not go on YouTube and...
Well, yeah, I would go on this, but yes, I wouldn't go on YouTube. That's one thing, too.
And, like, share, like, your type of personality, right?
Yeah, it's just I prefer to keep a low profile most things, especially those things. But I don't really see the need to share how I work. I mean, I literally just did, but it's the topic of today's episode. But in like that sense, na vlog or like live stream, it's not my style, personally lang. But I respect the people who do, cause like I know like they love doing that.
For sure, for sure, and I think that, you know, they also inspire a lot of people, especially those who are, like, still kind of lost.
yeah. Because a lot of people, like, they're still trying to understand. And maybe some people, like, they're also trying to discover their styles. Like, I've discovered my style myself. So maybe I'm lucky to not have to look for that. But I guess people, it's a little bit harder for them than the man. So I can't really blame them. It's different for everyone.
Well, yeah. I guess for me, on my end, I've also, like, my style has evolved. It hasn't really been the same all throughout. Because like, it depends on the amount of workload that I need to do. Like, that is given to me. The amount of responsibility that's given to me. So, yeah. Like, for example, now, when something, when a task needs to be done, even if it's like a week away, I try to do it like the same day, on the same day that it's given. Especially if it can be done like in like 30 minutes or 15 minutes, you know, I just do it right away. Because it's like pointless to wait for the deadline. And then, yeah. Although the bigger projects, they kind of hang around until the deadline. But yeah, I think it really depends. Like I used those vlogs though before, like trying to find my own style in contrast to Hans. So I think it really depends on the person and like, how you want to learn. Because I feel like that's also part of learning. Eh? Like learning how you learn is sometimes more difficult than learning like academic material or like learning, I don't know, language, art, music, things like that. So yeah. I was gonna the last bullet point is medyo you know, like kinda the same as what we've answered already. So I guess that's it. Maybe to end, we can end with like for like if you were to create, because it's like it's super super popular now to have like this to like have life hacks, right?
Life hacks.
Yeah, life hacks.
So, okay,
what is your number one life hack in terms of being productive at work? Like it can be as simple as, I don't know, having sticky notes on the computer, or I don't know, whatever. It doesn't have to be something super established. But yeah.
Well, it's probably not established at all because I don't really follow any life hacks. But I think the thing I live by the most is don't try. Like, I don't know. I read this book. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have. I'm pretty sure you have heard of this book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. First time.
But yeah, go ahead. Real?
Yeah, okay, so the first chapter, or one of the chapters, mentions, like, don't try. Because I think what I've learned through these years is that the more you try, the harder the thing seems to be. Parang, I don't know how to explain it in a very...
It's like you just have to let things fall into place.
Yeah, essentially, yes, that's exactly it. That's kind of my point. Yeah, that's it. If we keep trying to like sway things our way, let's say we want to learn how these things work or that things work, or we want to sway how like this process works in a more simple sense in a way, or in a sense that we feel like is more efficient, it's going to be more difficult for us to accept it as it is because we think of it how we want it to be, not necessarily how it already is. And sometimes when we try to like put more of ourselves into it, let's say we try to make an effort to sway it, try to make an effort to learn it a little better or understand why it's like this and why it's not like that, or just like try to do unnecessary actions, but it's a little bit more difficult to get things done. Like maybe in the classroom, like you try to understand why the hell they're giving us this reading, I think. Or parang why the hell they're giving us so much stuff. Parang at this point, at a certain point in my life, parang I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna even bother trying to like understand. I'm just gonna get it done. Parang since it also, in my sense, kasi parang I consider myself very resilient. I'm very like in terms of things. I don't complain a lot until like I've been pushed to a certain limit or something has maligned me or something. And I don't try to put too much thought or put too much unnecessary energy into something until parang unless it's a need. So yeah, like what you mentioned, Minimax,
bro.
I really put minimal effort in most of the things I do. It's just that my output is so large and present that sometimes they feel like it's maximized. And yeah, I mean, it can be. I think if I didn't do a minimal effort, I'd probably do better. But, you know, pretty much satisfied because I'm already.
Oh, although just a disclaimer, right? When we say mini max, we're not saying don't like slack off and not.
Don't slack off.
Not do anything. It's like you're doing.
Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do. Yeah.
Do what you need
to
do.
You don't do too much. You don't do too little. You just need to do what you need to do.
You need to find the right balance of doing enough and at the same time giving it all in a way, right? Like getting maximum results.
Yeah, because people might misinterpret it as minimum effort. It's like, oh, he's not giving enough effort.
Nah, guys, do not be effing lazy. That's not how it goes. That's not how it works. When I say don't try, I mean don't try unnecessarily. Keep a good work ethic nonetheless. So yeah. I guess that's my life hack. Don't freaking try. Just do. Hashtag Yoda, bro.
Dude, that's so deep. Don't try. When I was thinking about it while you were answering, I was like,
yeah,
I need to come up with a better answer, but then I really can't. I really can't. I'm so sorry.
It's all good, bro.
My life hack.
What?
My life hack. Don't use a planner.
I agree with you 100%. Don't worry about that.
It's nice. I really like planners. It's so organized. It's very aesthetic. But like, when it comes to productivity, you waste so much time planning out your life.
Like, yeah, okay,
I'm going to do task A at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
And yeah.
And then you schedule the whole week. And it takes you like 2 to 3 hours just thinking about what you're going to do for the whole week.
Yeah.
When it's not when the week ahead doesn't even guarantee that your schedule that you planned on, let's say, Sunday would work.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So then you just wasted 3 hours of your time, which you could have been doing
something else.
Not even work. You could have been, I don't know, like watching a movie or just sleeping or reading a book.
Exactly.
To music, you know. And it's expensive. Planners are expensive.
Yeah, super. Unless you're like
how many Starbucks drinks you have to buy to get a free planner.
I was gonna mention that. Yeah, like 18 times like let's say 220. It's around 36.
Quick maths, bro.
I'm not doing it right. 220. Yeah, it's around 3 now. Actually, it's around 4,000. 4,000, bro.
It's like 4,000. But like, you can go to the national bookstore and buy the same planner not the same planner, but like, you know, a similar functional planner.
For about 25%
less.
Yeah. No, about 75% less, honestly. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's nice. I really like it. I like how it looks, but then, you know. So, if it's convenient that you get it, then sure, why not? But then, from experience, it happened year after year.
Mm-hmm.
I get a planner. I use it for the first month. It never... The pen never
works.
Again. It never works.
Yeah.
Something always changes. But yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, I think okay. I want to add a little bit to that because I completely agree because I've tried it also. I tried to use a planner. Tried to plan out my shit. Like when I started working, but I was like, oh yeah, I need to be a bit more organized. I need to be a bit better. I need to try harder. Yeah, so yeah, I tried it for a week.
And what happened?
I just stored the damn thing. Like okay, sayonara. I'm done. I couldn't handle it. But it didn't feel natural to like do planning stuff because I know it's like unorganized.
It's okay naman to plan. Eh. There's no if it's going to be followed, planning makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. But because the thing with me is like I have this odd tendency. It's not just like even like work stuff or productivity shit. It's just my life. Like if I plan something for like, okay, so I'm going to do this day, I'm going to do this that day. It's just like something will definitely just come up if I like plan it in my head.
Mm-hmm,
so, but what I'm doing right now is like, oh, you know what? I won't even think about tomorrow. I'll just think about today.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think that's the thing with me. Because even at work, they ask me, yo, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know my answer? To be completely honest, I'm not sure because I take things day by day. So I don't really look too much to the future because I feel like I can, I have like, you know, like I said, like sobrang, like in my intensities in spurts, not necessarily in consistent manner. So mm-hmm. yeah, parang I take things day by day because every day is different and sometimes what you plan for that day might be more apt for the next day or something like that. And you might not be able to complete your tasks for a day pa nga. And I think yeah. that's another thing. Like, I just hit my head right now. Parang, if you like confine yourself into doing those particular tasks for that specific day, but then you fail to, let's say you fail to complete one of them, parang you'll feel like you're not doing enough eh. It's a stupid, it's an odd cycle, diba? Parang if you fail to do this, then you're like, oh, you're not being productive enough. So is it really a good thing to let, parang I guess it's just a warning.
Yeah. But then there's like that limit then where you can't be too relaxed about it because like deadlines are deadlines.
Yes, true naman.
And like in school, yeah, sure, it can be moved. But like when you step out into the real world,
They can still be moved.
But like a deadline is a deadline.
I mean, yeah, I mean that's true. I mean in med, like it's a different story. So life yeah. or death. Exactly. Life or death. So yeah.
But yeah. I guess we can end this podcast. So thanks again for your insights. I feel like efficient podcast.
Productivity versus efficiency. There's definitely a difference between the two. And is there a difference between?
We can talk about efficiency.
Efficiency, yeah. I think we should do that next time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not like it doesn't work. Like maybe efficiency and I don't know.
Life.
Working out. And
well. Games. Yeah, I need to learn how to do that.
Same. But anyway, I guess that's it for tonight. This has been Lorenzo.
This has been Hans.
And thanks for watching. Oh, not watching, listening.
God damn it, bro. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.